You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up starting tonight at 6, you can hear the latest round of innovation at WPR with 4 pilot programs airing this week. We'll get a preview coming up. First, a new bipartisan bill is trying to bring young people convicted of low-level crimes back into society. The bill would allow criminal offenders to have certain offenses that they committed before turning 25 removed from their records. Representative Joe Sanfilippo is one of the legislators who introduced that bill. He joined me in the studio last week. He's a Republican from New Berlin who represents Wisconsin's 15th Assembly District. Representative Sanfilippo, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what got you interested in changing the way expungement works, criminal records work in Wisconsin?
Well, this actually was an issue that was brought to me by a constituent. She had a son that had gotten into a little bit of trouble, as sometimes we tend to do when we're youngsters, and was unaware of the expungement capability at the time of sentencing. So the way that our current statutes are written is you have to actually ask for expungement when you're being sentenced, before you even go through and do your sentence, whether it's probation or supervision or jail time or whatever it may be. But if you don't ask for it ahead of time, upon completing your sentence, you're just out of luck. You can't get this expungement process, taken off your record. So what we decided to do with this bill is to say, it really doesn't make sense to only do it at the front end. First of all, sometimes people aren't aware that it's available for them, and then they've missed out. But also, if we put it at the back end, it gives the judge to be in a better position at that time to say, did the person successfully complete whatever sentence they had, and are they eligible for expungement? And you can just make a much better, well-informed decision. Plus, nobody misses their opportunity, right? Because once they go through the sentencing, they can then ask for the expungement if they're eligible. So it's an added opportunity for somebody to be able to take advantage of the current system.
For somebody in this situation, as you say, a young age, they've committed a crime. What does expungement mean? What does that do to their record?
So expungement's like a second chance, right? I mean, we all do crazy, dumb things when we're young. And so what this expungement does is it gives somebody, like a second chance. If you've done something, now you have this felony on your record, it'll haunt you for the rest of your life. So if you want to go to school, if you want to rent an apartment, if you want to get a job, sometimes it prevents you from having it there, being able to do that just because you have this felony on your record. So anybody right now under current statute, you're eligible for this expungement if you've been convicted of a Class H or less felony. So those are typically nonviolent crimes, and they're going to be, again, tend for when people are younger to do some things that really just don't make sense at the time. But do you want to really tattoo somebody for the rest of their life and have this hanging over their head, especially if it was just a one-time thing? They did it, they learned their lesson, and they've never been a problem to society ever since then.
Is there an age limitation here for people who this would apply to?
It's up to 25 years old right now. So, and that's current statute, mm-hmm. and the bill we have doesn't change that.
And you mentioned that it's only a certain type of crime. So what kind of crimes, if you could give some examples, what kind of things would fit under this category?
So Class H felony or less is going to be, just some, crazy things, maybe a low-level drug crime, drug charge, any typical nonviolent crimes, filling out and swearing under oath and then not being truthful, maybe some small property damage type things, disorderly conduct. I mean, something that may have escalated to the point of a felony, but it's not a violent crime. So, again, these are the types of crimes that we tend to see younger people do things, then they're out maybe having a good time after a football game or something and do something a little crazy and just don't think about the consequences for the rest of their life, doing that.
And for people listening, this wouldn't apply to something like homicide or something really serious.
That's correct. Those types of crimes are not eligible for expungement under current law, and the bill does not change that.
So under the new legislation, walk us through the process. You said it happens at a later point, not right at sentencing. So if I'm that kid, I'm in this situation, when do I do this? What do I do?
So in the case of our constituent, again, who brought this to our attention, you go through, you serve your sentence, you serve out your time for probation or supervision, extended supervision, whatever it is. Now you find out about this expungement process. Under the current scenario, if you didn't ask for that expungement up front, you're completely out of luck. What our bill does is it changes this now so that after you've successfully completed the process, the sentence, the supervision, supervision, then you can, as the individual, go and ask the court system, hey, please review my case and expunge my record. And if the judge deems that it's appropriate and you've done everything proper, you're able to go ahead and get that expungement done.
And the decider there, it's the judge. Is that always the judge who originally did the sentencing?
In most cases, it's going to be the judge with the original sentencing. If for some reason that judge is not available, then it would go to another circuit court judge.
And does anybody get to weigh in and say, whoa, hold on, like a prosecutor or anyone else to advocate against this?
So under the current system right now, the victims always get notified if there's, an expungement or something develops up in the case. So somebody could come and speak up either for or against the process.
We're talking to Representative Joe Sanfilippo. He is a sponsor of legislation that would change the way certain criminal sentences would be expunged from records. People aged 25 and under certain non-violent crimes. It changes that procedure. Talk about the kind of difference this could make in somebody's life, having this on their record versus having it off their record.
Sure. Let's say you just do something crazy. You have an underage drinking underage, you're caught, you're 18, 19 years old, whatever. Now, years on down the road, you decide, hey, I want to enter, go into grad school, I want to try to get a job. Somebody checks your record, finds out you have a felony here. In some types of jobs in schools for education, you're automatically denied if you have a felony conviction. And again, a lot of times these are just, dumb things that we've done as young individuals that, again, when we do them at the time, we don't think that it could have long-term negative consequences, but it can. And so what we want to do is be able to have these people to say, yeah, you know what, I screwed up, but I shouldn't have to pay a price for the rest of my life. And it's important, I think, that we note that, these aren't serious felonies. These aren't, murderers, as you had mentioned before. These aren't hardened criminals. These are people who have done crazy, dumb things, violated the law. And, we don't want that to detract from them from being able to get a good job or a good place to live.
How do you make sure people know that this is an option? As you say, under the current system, people, as they're being sentenced, might not know that this is an option.
Right. And so it's up to really to the attorney representing the individual to be able to explain that to their client that, this criminal or this crime that you've been charged with is eligible for expungement, and here's what you have to do. And then we want the judges to be able to pass that information along too. Currently, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And again, in the case of our constituent, which is completely unaware of this process, the judge didn't bring it up, the defense attorney at the time didn't bring it up, and then a few years later, the young man finds out about this, but he's told it's too late because you didn't ask for it ahead of time.
I could see open government advocates maybe worrying about this, saying, okay, suppose this person, it's been expunged, later they're running for public office, or later they commit another, maybe more serious crime. Shouldn't the public have some access to this kind of information?
So those are always the fine lines we walk in government when we're trying to decide, whether somebody deserves a second chance or they don't. Under this bill, it's important to remember that somebody only gets one chance. So if you do something once and you never commit a crime again, do we really need to hold that person accountable for something they have done, maybe years in the past? But if you do a second crime, you don't get a second shot at it. Then it goes on your record and it would stay there.
What kind of support do you have from your colleagues in the Assembly so far?
So we've had a lot of bipartisan support on this bill because, I think we're all very conscious of the fact that, we have young individuals who, again, we're all young once. Some of us sooner rather than later, but we all make mistakes, right? And so we want to try to separate the people who just, make a mistake, they screw up once, and then they're not going to do it again, from people who are, really habitual offenders who, no matter what we do, they continue to commit crime. And we really don't want to treat those types of individuals the same. We want to give somebody all the benefit of the doubt as long as they can prove themselves. And that's what this bill does.
And what are you hearing from people in the legal profession, the judges, the prosecutors, the defense attorneys?
So we had our Attorney General Brad Schimmel came and testified in support of the bill. We've had people, Democrat lawmakers come and sponsor the bill and be in support of the bill. So we're really getting support from both sides of the aisle that I expect that we should be able to get the bills both through the Senate and the Assembly and have the governor sign them. And it really is good public policy.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Representative Joe Sanfilippo is a Republican from New Berlin. He represents Wisconsin's 15th Assembly District. He joined us to talk about a bipartisan effort to remove certain low-level offenses from people's criminal records.